This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Arkansas State University and the Little Rock District of U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are working on a five-year study of the hydrology and water needs associated with the Upper White River Basin. Public meetings have been held, with one last one being held in Branson on October 29th. Telling us more about this is Associate Professor of Civil Engineering, Dr. Yansong Wong, and Program Manager of the Little Rock District of the Army Corps of Engineers, Jason Funkhauser. Funkhauser joined me over the phone and tells what the Army Corps is doing.
We manage six reservoirs in the White River Basin. One of those is on the Black River. Three are on the main stem of the White. Then there's one on North Fork, and then one on the Little Red River. And these dams have been in operation since beginning in the late 50s, early 60s. They were built with a certain level of assumptions that were used into their design criteria. Those assumptions were based on population growth, land use changes, weather patterns, and whatnot. Over the past 5 or 10 years, we've gotten a lot of questions about the operation of those reservoirs, how the Corps operates those. And within about the past 2 years, Arkansas State University has been pretty, they've asked a lot of good questions and indicated an interest in helping us analyze some of those questions. So that's where we're at today.
And so, Yansong, what has been Arkansas State University's role in this, if you don't mind, please?
Well, the university, Arkansas University, as a university body, we are a third party working on objective analysis and providing the sound science behind everything happening in the watershed. The White River Basin is a very large watershed. As a concept, the watershed is a very complicated nature, having quite a lot of parameters and background conditions that cannot be explained in a single word or a single rule book. So we need to bring in all possible updated science to support the study and analysis that Corps of Engineers can utilize. So we are going to be the person providing those objective data and science.
And so, Jason, what you're talking about, you're looking at from basically Clearwater Lake to Table Rock Lake in Missouri, all the way down to Greer's Ferry Lake in Arkansas, and those several counties that are in that northern part of Arkansas and southern part of Missouri. That's such a large area. How do y'all kind of wrap your hands around something like that when you've got so much area and you know, six different reservoirs in those areas that you're trying to look at?
So that's a good question. The Corps of Engineers is mandated by Congress on how we can operate all six of those reservoirs. So when it rains or we're in a drought, we have congressionally mandated laws, rules, if you will, that tells us how to operate those dams. When things have a lot of things have occurred over the past primarily 30 or 40 years, there's been a lot of population growth in southern Missouri, northern Arkansas. We've seen population declines in the Delta regions, you know, the lower part of the White River. We've seen unusual rainfall patterns. You know, the past 15 years, we've received many inches a year above normal in rainfall. So all of these things have led to a lot of questions primarily from stakeholders as to, is the Corps doing the best job possible with managing these reservoirs? And we recognize that we have a certain level of expertise. We have hydrologists, hydraulic engineers that have been, they understand how to regulate. But there's also components where research institutions come in really, really handy, looking at the economics and some of the land use changes, rainfall patterns, things like that, where we really welcome research approaches and analyses into those types of things.
That's what I was going to ask, by way of what can Arkansas State University provide the Corps in this White River Basin study that you all need to be able to help in what you're doing when you're talking about these different dams, reservoirs?
Sure. I guess, something that may or may not be obvious is, you know, the Corps gets blamed for a lot of things. If there's a drought or if there's floods, immediately it's the Corps of Engineers' fault, how we regulate. We catch a lot of flack. We hope that the plan is, by having a research institution like Arkansas State, you know, they're third party, as Yin Song said. We would consider them, if there is such a word, unbiased. You know, they don't have any kind of dog in the fight. They're just going to be looking at data and information and helping us perform some of these hydrologic calculations.
Dr. Yin Song Wong is joining us from Arkansas State University. On the phone lines from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is Jason Funkhauser. So, Yin Song, what are going to be some of the things that you will be looking at? And I know students obviously will be involved in this probably later in the project.
That's right.
But what are some of the things you're going to be working on specifically kind of in the first initial phases of this White River study?
Well, there are actually three different phases that we are working on. The first and second phases are setting up the floor and playground, what we really need to look into, and what are the demands from the stakeholders. So the actual items that we have to look into are going to be really depending upon what the stakeholders are talking to us. So we are actively communicating with the stakeholders and listening to what are the items that we have to look into. However, there are some key components in the watershed analysis. The main driving force in the watershed analysis, obviously, a rainfall and the temperature and some evaporation, those just common factors. Out of those common factors, rainfall is the main driving force, and that is really subject to the climate variation and trends and those things. I'm going to have to mention that the Corps of Engineers have excellent engineers. They are doing phenomenal job on operating the water resources in the basin, and that's what I've been hearing from many stakeholders. They are very, very thankful for what's been done through the Corps of Engineers. What we want to do is now looking at the situation more objectively and see, is the current condition really the same as before, and see how we can improve it. To improve it, we have to foresee the future climate variabilities and some trends. Those things are going to be probably the main objective that we have to look into in terms of the hydrologic components. And on top of that, as Jason mentioned, there are some other factors such as ecosystem change, environmental impacts and economical impacts, and the future development plan in the state. Those things, all those components need to be looked into, and that's going to be the components that we have to work on.
Jason, your thoughts?
Yin Song is he's right on target. Normally, people hear about Corps of Engineers studies all the time, and normally they are authorized at the congressional level with specific objectives. What's unique about this one is we have a lot of flexibility in how we can conduct it. And so a state has, generated the approach to where, okay, we're actually going to collect the information, the concerns from the users of the water to help guide the path of the study. And that's really unique. Normally, we already know what we're going to study. We know what we're after. In this particular case, we're just after feedback, input from people to see if there's better ways to manage the system. And what better institution than Arkansas State University? They got the hydrologists, they can get the economics people involved, they have students, which we see that as a huge plus. We hire a lot of Arkansas State grads, and we'd like to hire more. So getting some of those students on board early in their student career, we see that as another advantage point for hiring purposes.
Jason, I'm taking a look at a map here that I know listeners can't see, but I'll describe this real fast. And Insong was so gracious to bring this into the studio so I could take a look at this. Table Rock Lake, of course, people know that's around the Branson area in Missouri. You have Clearwater Lake, also in northern or in southern Missouri, excuse me. In northern Arkansas, you have Norfolk Lake, Bull Shoals Lake, Greers Ferry Lake, and Beaver Lake. Those are all the lakes that are in north Arkansas and southern Missouri that you're looking at. By way of, is it a challenge by way of, do they all kind of run into, you know, run together? Do they kind of work together in tandem? Or, you know, what are some of those challenges in dealing with those lakes? So is it separate or is it all kind of together, if you know what I'm trying to ask?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Black River is sometimes operated kind of on its own, unless the White River is experiencing a high flow event. But pretty much the hinge point for all six of those reservoirs is the water levels down in Newport. There's one stream gauge there on the White River, and a lot of the releases, most of them, are all based upon what those water levels are down at Newport, because that's where all of the reservoirs, for the most part, come together, a little bit further down for the Little Red. So it is a complex system, depending upon if you get a widespread rain or a more localized heavy rainfall. So there's different operating procedures when rainfall events happen like that, as opposed to 2017, where it was more up in the Black River Basin. So it is a complex system.
Now, I know that you all have been holding public meetings, and the next one is coming up on October 29th at the College of the Ozarks. That'll be taking place in Lookout, Missouri, in Point Lookout, Missouri, excuse me. Tell us about what it is you all are specifically looking for when you're having these public meetings. What is it that, what's information that you're needing from the public?
We need honest input and honest demands. And their the future needs from the eyes of the users. We had the first meeting some time ago, and I was really impressed the farmers' approach to us and other agency representatives, even some the economics-related people just approached us and they talked to us, just honest their opinion and their feelings and their needs in the future. So we are looking for any of their anything they have in their minds.
All right, Jason.
We are participating in these meetings as technical advisors, if you will. If people have questions or comments about specific operational methods the Corps uses, why we do that, certain things, how we do certain things. But we are very interested in projected demands for the usage of the water out of all of those reservoirs, whether it's for drinking water supply, power supply, recreation. I should say that those reservoirs, all of them's primary focus is flood control. They were authorized. That was their number one authorizing purpose. The second was power supply. Southwestern Power operates a lot of turbines on these reservoirs and creates a tremendous amount of electricity, and that those monies get put back into the Treasury Department. So there's a huge financial component tied to, you know, flood control and water, power supply. But there's a whole other suite of things out there. And how do people anticipate the drinking water usage to change, the recreation usage to change, those things like that? So we need to understand that. That's what we hope to get out of it.
Very good. How long is this study taking place, Yun-san?
Well, it's really up to the scope that we have to shape up. Mm-hmm. The original idea that us and Corps of Engineers agreed was about 5 years of total study period. We have had almost a year passed by organizing the stakeholder meetings and have some pre-plans and things. So in the future, probably about 4 or 5 years, that's what I think. But how do you think, what do you think, Jason?
Yeah, so if in a perfect world, I would say that's right on target. We all live in a reality where, you know, we have to deal with funding and money. And so, you know, if money wasn't an issue, if the money was there, then yes, 4 or 5 years, it's probably going to take a little time to, you know, we don't have a huge federal budget. We don't get straight federal dollars for this. So we're going to have to figure out ways to get this study funded, and that could add a little bit of time to it.
So from what I understand, phase one is kind of what you're in right now, by way of holding the public meetings. Is that correct? So what's next in the study after phase one, if you don't mind? And you want Jason to answer this question, or do you want to answer that, Yinsong?
Yeah, I can shortly answer that, and then Jason can add that.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, we are listening to the users and stakeholders what is going to be needed, so we can sketch out what is going to be included in the main study. So the second phase will be writing up a proposal and detailed plan and look into the components, what are needed and how we can handle that, who's going to handle that. There are components that Corps of Engineers should handle, the components that the A-State should handle.
All right, Jason?
Yeah, and then the third phase would be, you know, after funds are secured for both Arkansas State and the Corps of Engineers to actually begin the analyses on what that guiding document, scoping document, if you will, outlines.
Now, from what I understand, Jason, people who have not been able to attend these public meetings, they can still kind of look at what's going on and provide comments online. Is that correct?
Well, actually, you know, the stakeholder, the public's invited. There are evening sessions. There's three total that have been held. The last one will be in Branson on October 29th. But there is, those are the public, the evenings are for the public to come and hear information. And if they can't get there, then Arkansas State has created a website where they can go on and learn about the study and provide comments. And we would certainly encourage comments. Like Yinsong said, we've got to have that feedback to help guide the direction of this study. Because without it, I mean, we don't know what to study. We need people to tell us what they think, how they think it ought to be done.
Yinsong, how would you imagine students could be involved in this later on in the process? Where could you see that, you know, because it seems like this would be a golden opportunity, as Jason said earlier, to be able to get students involved. And then if they're already involved in this, then they can start, you know, they can continue kind of the work they've been doing in school. Can you kind of tell us about what you see for students later in the process?
Yeah, well, there are ASU graduates already working with the Corps of Engineers. There are a number of engineers graduated from our program, mm-hmm. and we are expecting to see more students working in the Corps of Engineers. At the same time, over the course of this project, there are going to be many research points that students can be involved in undergraduate level and graduate level, and we can separate those issues and research items per student capability and their competence. And we have quite a number of students can be involved in this project. And I'm really excited about that.
Very good. I know that you're excited as well, too, aren't you, Jason?
Yeah, and I'm trying to jump in here. I want to make sure that I think it's ironic. It's actually neat to point out that the lead White River regulator in the Little Rock District is a A-State alumni. He graduated about 10 years ago from the engineering program, and he's arguably one of the brightest engineers I know. So, yeah, and we have other Arkansas State graduates, primarily engineers on staff, helping regulate the reservoirs throughout the state of Arkansas. So we find it very beneficial to interact closely with the engineering department there at Arkansas State.
Thank you both for coming into the studio today and telling us about this White River Basin study. Before we let you run, I'm going to give you an opportunity for, you know, final words or anything else that maybe we didn't discuss. And Yinsong, I'll start with you, please.
Well, I have to say that I'm really honored to be involved in this project. This is a large water basin that's benefiting the many businesses and many the goals of the people in the state. And I'm really honored to be involved in this project and working with the Corps of Engineers, excellent engineers already working on the many issues in the project. So I'm hoping that we can have the words out to many more people in the state and getting more feedback and listen to what we have to look into and do our best to contribute to the state. That's a huge opportunity, and I'm really excited about it.
Jason?
Yeah, I would have to echo Yin Song's comments. The White River Basin is arguably one of the most complex basins that the Corps of Engineers regulates in the entire country. So having a good research component, a good research group, like we're getting out of Arkansas State, we find that absolutely critical. There's a lot of complex things to consider, and I was a little nervous at first about getting this study started, to be honest with you, but after interacting with Tom Risch and Yin Song, Dr. Wang, I'm very comfortable with their level of expertise, and we look very forward to working with them and producing an outstanding study result here the next few years.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning Dr. Risch. Dr. Risch has been a huge supporting force on this project. He's been a great advocate, and he helped a lot in planning and moving everything forward. And another person involved from the ASU system, I forgot his name, Shane Broadway. Shane Broadway helped us quite a lot to get this the pre-stage moving along and putting everything together and get going.
Yeah, Shane Broadway is instrumental for sure in helping facilitate this progress, but Tom Risch definitely needs a shout-out because he helped navigate all the red tape from the Corps of Engineers and Arkansas State's end, and he got us to where we're at. So kudos to him for sure.
Jason Funkhauser is with the Little Rock District of the Army Corps of Engineers. Dr. Yunsong Wong is Associate Professor of Civil Engineering with Arkansas State University on A-State Connections. I'm Jonathan Reeves.